and welcome to the Willowcroft Primary School podcast. We are so glad you have joined us for another episode. I'm Amelia.
I'm Oakley.
And I'm Oscar.
And we'll be your hosts today, bringing you the latest news, interviews and special shout-outs from around our amazing school.
A big warm welcome to all our listeners, whether you're listening from home, in the car or even in the classroom. We've got a great show lined up for you. Here's what's coming up in today's episode, a roundup of all the latest school news, an exciting interview in our hot seat section, and of course we'll be celebrating some amazing achievements in Student Spotlight.
We only have one more podcast left before the end of the school year, and it's amazing to see how much is happening at Lowercroft. So let's get stuck into the episode. Let's begin, as always, with our breaking news section.
Our Year 3 and 4 football team recently played against St Stephen's and delivered an incredible performance, winning with a remarkable score of 20-0. The boys showed commitment and determination. They supported one another brilliantly, worked hard for every ball and represented Lowercroft with pride and enthusiasm. A special shout out also goes to Ethan and Gabriel, in year six, who took on the important role of refereeing the match.
Some of our pupils represented Lowercroft at a swimming gala at Bury Leisure Centre, where they competed against some very strong swimmers from other schools. Every member of the team gave 100% effort, showing determination and trying to do their very best in each race. A special mention goes to George and Bella, who achieved an excellent second place in their races. A fantastic achievement against a tough competition. Well done to the whole team.
We held our latest Curiosity Board exhibition, and it was amazing to see how much wide variety of projects from across the school. The exhibition showcased creativity, enthusiasm and effort, with more children taking part this time. There was something for everyone to enjoy, including an outstanding model of Mount Everest, life cycle posters, investigations into omososis, amazing artwork and many other creative designs. Children also enjoyed exploring each other's projects with the tin can telephones proving popular. We would love to see even more children get involved during this final term. The new Curiosity boards have now been shared and completed projects should be returned by Monday 13th of July.
That's all for breaking news this week. Now to our hot seat time.
In our hot seat interview this week, we welcome some of our Year 5 children to talk about the football tournament they just took part in. They've got through to the next round. What are your names, guys?
Alfie.
Hugo.
Theo.
Henry.
How did it feel when you found out you made it through to the next round?
Well, excited, happy, and I knew we'd do it because we've worked really well as a team together.
What do you think the team did really well during the tournament?
Winning and supporting each other.
Well, I thought we just played absolutely amazing. I think we all played as a team and I think we did really good passing. We had some just really good games and I thought we smashed it.
What was there a key moment or match that helped you get through?
When we scored the first goal, it gave everyone hope.
How did you work together as a team during games?
We played in triangles to make opportunities to score.
Did anyone in the team do something special that deserves a shout-out?
When Henry scored top bins.
What are they hoping to achieve in the next round?
Obviously win, but if we don't, we've done really well to get through to the next round in a Year 6 tournament when we're only Year 5s.
I agree with Theo. I just hope that we play really well as a team, and I think that hopefully we get to the final and win. So, yeah.
Thank you so much for joining us on the podcast and answering our questions. It was great to hear about what we made this experience special, and good luck in the next round. Each week our student spotlight segment is a chance to give a shout out to any member of Team Lowcroft who has achieved something outside of school. If you would like something to be given a shout out, you can send a message on Seesaw or by email to your class teacher or Mr. Roberts.
Archie in Year 2 had his end of season football presentation. He was awarded with Manager's Player Trophy and the Golden Boot for the Top Goal Scorer Trophy. We are super proud of him.
Henry in Year 5 and his football team won their cup final playing 9-a-side at under-11s and also got through to national finals of the tournament representing the North West. Good luck, Henry.
Ida Rose in Year 3 competed at British Nationals for cheerleading and her team came 5th with a hit 0. This means a perfect stunting score. She also competed at the Jamfest Europe and her team hit a perfect stunt again and came 4th. Not only that, Isla stopped training with her gymnast squad and has moved to trampolining. In her first week, she completed levels 6 and 7 and she had just mastered her somersault. A busy month, Isla Rose. On top of that, Isla Rose has just completed her level 8 in trampolining too. Well done.
Oliver T in Year 2 competed in the Bolton Ironman Kids and contributed to a world record. The world record was that they had the most amount of children taking part in such an event. 6,000 children took part and Oliver ran the 1K race in 5 minutes. Running around the cobbled streets of Bolton, not stopping and high-fiving people in the crowd, and then running up the famous red carpet and being awarded the Ironman Kids medal, in which he is very proud of. Amazing.
Roman Indian Year 4 play a football team managed by Mr. Moss and they came runners-up in the Bolton Town Football Tournament. Well done, guys. Poppy in Year 2 laid out all the ingredients and baked some lovely muffins as part of the Curiosity Board Math Challenge. Well done, Poppy.
And that brings us to the end of this episode of the Lowcroft Primary School podcast. We hope you've enjoyed it as much as we have. A huge thank you to everyone who took part, our brilliant guests, our amazing students, and of course, you, our listeners.
Oh, before we go at the end of each episode, we'll be giving you a brain teaser to think about before our next episode. Last episode, the teaser was this. I am always running, but I never walk. I have a mouth, but I never talk. What am I? The answer was, of course, a river. Well done if you got it.
Here is the teaser for this episode. What can you catch but never throw? I'll repeat that. What can you catch but never throw? If you think you know the answer, you have to tune in next time to find out if you're right.
Make sure to listen out for our last episode of the year, which will be coming on your way Friday 17th of July. We have even more exciting updates, fun interviews and special surprises. We'll see you next time on the Lowcroft Primary School podcast. Bye for now.